The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time. That means the Power Mall is now open, 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to order a Rife machine, you can do that today. Vitamin D deficiency, we were talking about that before we went to break. Dementia, of course, forgetfulness, confusion, not knowing where you are, no filter. Now increasingly striking adults at the peak of their careers, according to studies. And it's affecting now Americans younger than 65. The rates of Alzheimer's and early onset dementia have inexplicably doubled. Not all because of the jab. We told you that prion diseases were likely possible. But of course, alcohol abuse and isolation, that's not helping. Surprising link between low vitamin D levels, that's a problem. So this is the thing. They studied how many people were getting exercise, were out in the sun, were taking vitamin D supplements. One relevant study published in the Alzheimer's Association Journal, Alzheimer's and Dementia Diagnosis Assessment and Disease Monitoring, compared dementia onset between people who took vitamin D supplements versus those who didn't. They studied 12,388 Americans without a dementia diagnosis at baseline with an average age of 71. The study found among those who developed dementia within 10 years, about 75% were non-supplement takers compared to only 25% who took them. What does that tell you? That's why we have vitamin D supplements at the Power Mall. It's one of the reasons why we mention these things, because we don't want you ending up like people that were involved in that study. Another study that's out, and why do I not know this? I do know this. Chiropractic care may reduce the need for future back surgeries, yet when you sit there and try and tell a family member, look, if you've got lower back pain, go to a chiropractor. About 500,000 Americans a year find themselves on the operating table getting lumbar dissectomies to combat debilitating lower back pain caused by herniated discs. What happened to the chiropractor? Up to 14% of patients find themselves needing additional surgery after getting initial surgery done. Oh, sorry, we have to go back and cut in. You know, you got osteoporosis. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. Adults grappling with ongoing sciatica. This is that radiating pain along the sciatic nerve post-surgery. That's happening to people too. Find another reason to cut on somebody. Patients in the chiropractic group showed a 45% reduction in the likelihood of needing another lumbar surgery compared to those in the standard care group. Now, is this all about insurance? Yeah. It's all about how doctors can make more money, whether the surgeries are necessary or not. That's why I like chiropractors. Going and getting adjusted. It's a good thing. Let them crack the neck. I'll tell you what. Here's one for you. If you can turn your head and look out the back window of your car when you're driving without any pain, and you can turn your head around at least, you know, 70 degrees, you're good. You can't do it, you need an adjustment. Chiropractic will fix that. I find that to be the case. I don't know. Can't give medical advice. I'm telling you, they don't like insuring chiropractors. They don't. Medical insurance doesn't like paying for something like this. But see, you and I, the ones that are in the know that go to chiropractors, know how beneficial it is. Moving into science and technology here at 4 minutes or 5 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central. For those of you dialing in, what's to stop the U.S. government from throwing the kill switch and shutting down phone and internet communications in a time of a so-called crisis? Yeah, it's called a digital kill switch. This is how tyrannical governments are stifling political dissent. This is what Dr. Richard Urso, when I first reported this morning at the start of our show, said that they're going to do. These kill switches have become tyrannical tools of domination and oppression. They want to stifle political dissent, shut down resistance, forestall election losses, reinforce military coups, keep the populace isolated, disconnected, in the dark, literally and figuratively. Now, this is, of course, from the lib-rag The Guardian. And see, there are some things The Guardian reports on that ring a bell, hit a nerve, whatever you want to call it. Get my attention. Because, see, here's the thing. It doesn't matter. The kill switches are no longer exclusive to despotic regimes. They've migrated into a toolbox for governments that have rule of law, like the U.S. It's called digital authoritarianism. Use of information technology to surveil, repress, manipulate the populace, endangering human rights and civil liberties, co-opting and corrupting the foundational principles of democratic and open societies. And gee, I thought we had a constitutional republic. I was in a conversation with my lovely wife this morning talking about people that go in and, you know, you got to look at history, what history has taught us about the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, go look up who created it. Because what are they pledging allegiance to? Anybody ever bother to look into that? Well, you're an American. No. I swore an oath to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's what I swore an oath to. Not the United States flag. That's a battle flag, folks. Read it. Read what they were used for. Read the history of the flag. Now go back to the French Crusades and look at what all those banners were. Where did they carry them? Off to war to identify where the invader was coming from. Every country's got one. They're all symbols of war. I'm telling you the truth. This is not hogwash. The United States has a battle flag. Why do they write the battle hymn of the Republic? Why do they have the Star-Spangled Banner? Yeah. By the dawn's early light. Yeah. Man makes chills go up and down your spine when you realize exactly what these people do. And the fact this particular kill switch can be traced back to the Communications Act of 1934. Signed into law by who? Franklin D. Roosevelt. Empowers the president to suspend wireless radio and phone services if it deems it necessary in the interest of national security or defense during a time of war or threat of war or a state of peril or public disaster or other national emergency, or in order to preserve the neutrality of the United States. Oh, yeah, right. And to the democracy for which it stands. No, that's not what it says, but that's what they put out there. Because the more you hear the Chatty Cathy Pelosi thing, democracy, democracy, the more you're brainwashed into making that a part of your language. See, we change the language. Then you start forgetting about the fact we have a constitutional republic like most of Congress has. And you get all these political pundits in the media all saying, Trump's going to ruin our democracy. Well, I hope he does. I hope he squashes you like a cockroach. Those of you out there that think you're all about democracy, you're all a bunch of socialists in disguise, and we all know it. And now you want to implement a kill switch to shut us off. Well, I guess we better have this conversation before they do it, right? National Security Presidential Directive 51 and Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. They don't need congressional approval. It provides a skeletal outlines of the actions the president can take in the event of a national emergency. Do you think this stuff needs to go away? I mean, Glenn Greenwald even wrote about it. And I mean, Greenwald was one of the three reporters invited to interview Edward Snowden that really leaked the details of what the NSA was doing spying on America. Eventually, as George Orwell predicted, telling the truth is going to become a revolutionary act. They want to censor you. In the meanwhile, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina wants to know who at the Department of the Treasury approved searches of Americans' private financial accounts for transactions for religious texts, which books, if any, were singled out, and why such purchases were assumed to indicate that an individual was involved in domestic violent terrorism. You see, the Treasury is using FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Mr. Scott, Tim Scott, is that mild-mannered, slow-talking Southerner who is the ranking Republican member on the Senate Banking Committee, claiming that such searches represent a flagrant violation of Americans' privacy and the improper targeting of U.S. citizens for exercising their constitutional rights without due process. Notice how he said U.S. citizens. Now, are you U.S. all uppercase or U.S. upper and lowercase? Are you an American citizen, capital A? Think about that. It's all about changing the language. And of course, Yellen, the mushroom lady, which religious texts were flagged as potentially indicative of extremism? On what basis did Treasury FinCEN conclude that purchasing or possessing of religious texts may be indicative of extremism? Who made the decision for Treasury FinCEN to warn financial institutions religious texts may indicate extremism? That's a blatant, egregious violation of our Constitution, First Amendment specifically, freedom of religion. And get this, they were targeting people who were using their credit cards to purchase Bibles. Oh no, they were doing more than that. They were using other terms, banks, credit card companies, financial firms, terms that included MAGA and Trump, according to the House Judiciary Committee. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right enshrined in the Constitution, according to Jim Jordan. It should frighten every American. The federal government's watching people based on what they buy. This is as wrong as it gets, and we're going to continue to expose this blatant attack on faith and civil liberties. Well, Jim, I hate to disillusion you, but the president has more power than you do under these Emergency War Powers Acts. This is a problem. Pretty scary stuff. Tom in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, I've been trying to call you for a while, too, and I keep getting a busy signal. But anyway, that's beside the point.
No, it's not, actually. Tom, it's not beside the point. If they're stifling us, we need to know. So thanks for letting us know that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I've called several times, and multiple times, you know, and it just keeps a busy signal.
Wow.
So, that flight attendant, once he gets done with all his legal complications, he could run for Congress. He'd make a good candidate.
Yeah. Okay. And, do I detect an air of sarcastic commentary there, Tom?
just a little.
Okay.
One more thing, that kill switch.
Yeah.
They were doing that back in whenever Occupy Wall Street was. They were shutting down cell phone service in, I know, especially San Francisco and Chicago. They've been doing that for a while.
Yep. Yeah, they did in Egypt, you know, to stop the riots.
Yep.
Too bad they didn't do it in 2020 when they were burning police precincts up in Minneapolis, calling it a peaceful protest, And gee, I mean, nobody burned down the Capitol building. Oh, it was just a peaceful protest. Yeah, right. Yeah, they were shooting at people. Geez, that sounds like 2020 summer to you. Sounds like it to me. Yeah. Oh, but hey, you know, it's whatever's convenient.
Yep. Oh, well. And it's, you know, everything is just, goes, you know, this. There's one crisis after another. After we have so many crises, the first one just drops off and goes away, gets, you know, down the crap hole, and it's gone. So we just got to concentrate on what's happening today and forget about what happened 3 weeks ago, because that's about the memory span of a lot of people. And
yeah, I sure hope that doesn't happen in November, Tom, because we need everybody's votes at those polls. I mean, they need to turn out numbers, and they need to watch what's going on at these polling places to make sure they're not connected to the internet. And it doesn't mean plugging in a Cat 5 switch, a Cat 5 plug into the system. It means Wi-Fi. They need to shut off those routers and modems until the election is over. Otherwise, these people are going to, you know, the dish is going to run away with a spoon again, so to speak.
Yep. Hey, what? Could you have that guy that was talking about the what was that, count the vote or whatever? Could you get him back on?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Catherine's making a note of it right now, so we'll see what we can do, Tom. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. We'll see what we can do. Eric in Missouri, go ahead. You're on.
Okay, thanks. I got a comment on the flag. Apparently, you know, there was a flag of peace made like in 1790 or I don't know, by Wilcox or somebody like that. But I also heard that if you're flying that war flag you're talking about, you're declaring your house a designation for a military so they can come in. They have jurisdiction when you do that. And so, yeah, in 1787, when they came up with the new form of government, George Washington was still a Virginian. So you have to be a state citizen to escape this U.S. citizen stuff. So you got to renounce the U.S. citizen stuff. You got to send an affidavit in. Why don't you get Judy from Georgia to host the show for a day so we can ask her how she did that?
Yeah, I would like to know about that. See, here's the thing. I want to find out specifically, Eric, is what people are doing to separate themselves from this so-called system. I know that there's an OMB form out there to unvolunteer from Social Security, but if you put into it, if you volunteer into that and everybody's using that number to assign other accounts to you and grant you bank loans and do all this other stuff, I mean, you see what a web we weave. I'm going to actually be, one of my concepts is doing the exact same thing that you just described. And how people want to try to become invisible. Yeah, good luck with that in the way things are in this day and age, Eric. Thanks for your call. I appreciate that. Debbie in Indiana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. It's been cold.
I bet it has.
And when that guy called and said he kept getting busy signals, I tried a few times and it was going to like some voicemail.
What did the voicemail say?
Person you're trying to reach. Something like that. Something about the person you're trying to reach isn't available.
Okay. I'm being told that by my board op that voicemail, getting voicemail is normal if the lines are jamming up. That it will go to voicemail. That's normal. So, you know, it's when you're getting constant busy signals or all of a sudden your phone gets disconnected, you know, when you're trying to call out, that's the problem I worry about, because that shows you there's a potential for a kill switch.
Last week I heard a lady from the CDC, I don't remember what her name was, talking about the disease X. And she says, we don't know what it is, but they have a jab ready.
Well, Debbie, you're smart. You got this all figured out, right? you know what that jab is going to do, right? I mean, you know they're going to, and I'm sorry for all those people you know that took it, but they want to find out who is compliant. That's what this is going to be about. When Disease X is going to come out, you know, the media is going to start up with the same scare tactic they did before and tell everybody to go to the nearest clinic and get the latest jab because, hey, that's the cure. And unfortunately, these people, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for them. You think they're smarter this time?
Oh, gosh, you think, but I don't know.
Welcome to the gene pool. Okay.
Okay, one more thing.
Go ahead.
I'll leave you with this. As you slide down the banister of life, make sure the splinters aren't faced the wrong direction.
Yeah, I get that. That sounds almost like the joke about, you know, grandma had a bad habit of sliding down the banister rail and they said, my gosh, what did you do to fix it? Well, we wrapped barbed wire around it. Oh, my God, that had to hurt. No, just slowed her down. It's okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. I appreciate your call, Debbie. Thanks so much. Yeah, the banister of life. There you go. Geoengineering Watch, by the way, has another global alert news out. The chemical ice nucleation flash freeze in the U.S. is about to be followed up by a weather whiplash record warm temp rebound. The planet's life support systems are broken. Climate intervention operations are radically accelerating the process. Now, any of you go outside and make a snowball with what was left of our little snow we got? Some of you got like a foot. Did you go out and try to build a snowman with it? The whole while singing, in the meadow we can build a snowman. And you wonder why when the sun comes out, you would think, what happens to Frosty? You know, you've been conditioned to believe that Frosty the snowman would melt. End of story. But here the temperature is 50 degrees out, 60 degrees. The sun is shining. And the snowman you built is still there. And it takes a long time for it to go away. And you try to make a snowball out of the stuff. Wow. Imagine that. Notice it packs a little differently than regular snow, even wet snow. I mean, come on. When I was a kid, we used to make snowballs. I was living in Connecticut at the time. You get 3 feet in one night. And then it ices over and everybody's out shoveling out their driveway and the snow plows come in. And yeah. And, you know, you go out there and you build snow forts. Remember that? Did that as a kid, right? Yeah, try to do it now with the garbage that's on the ground. Well, anyway, yeah, Dane Wigington's got another Engineering Watch report, Geoengineering Watch report out. First full moon of 2024 is called the full wolf moon. Yep, soon going to rise. And what do they say? Where's this going to be? This Thursday. January 25th at exactly 12:54 p.m. Eastern. So you do the math on which time zone you're in. Middle of the day in most of North America. Moon's going to look quite full indeed later that night after it rises, just minutes before sunset. You're going to see it rising in the east as the sun sets in the west. New York moon's going to rise at 4:56 p.m. and sunset at 5:06. And, of course, it will be appearing almost but not quite full in the nights before and after. So January 25th, mark it out there. Go outside and howl at the moon. It's the full wolf moon, okay? Hey, we got to shed a little something out there. Come on. Got to have some fun. This is Monday. I know you're back to the grind again. Under the gardening, farming, and homesteading, we got a no-dig, no-till lasagna bed garden. Wow. So all the stuff you need to make lasagna, all the browns, the greens, and all that stuff, and, of course, lasagna gardens, if you're going to grow all the stuff to make lasagna with, right? Lasagna garden. Now, I'm not talking about the dish, all right? Come on. Lasagna garden consists of cardboard laid directly on top of the grass or weeds in the area you got for your garden. If you're going to use a raised bed garden, you basically want to put cardboard down first, as well as by the materials you're going to layer on top of them. We're talking about leaves, grass clippings, fruit and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds, tea leaves, tea bags, weeds, manure, compost, hay or straw, pine needles, shredded newspaper or mail, trimmings from the garden, You want to alternate layers of browns, such as leaves, shredded newspaper, peat, and pine needles, with layers of greens, such as your vegetable scraps, garden trimmings, and grass clippings. You want your brown layers to be like leaves and stuff like that, shredded up. It's okay. Grass clippings, chopped leaves. That's what chipper shredders are good for. I call my chipper shredder Fargo. I know you're going, all right, Krieger, you're a little twisted. Hey, I got to have some fun with you this morning. Come on, work with me here. We're trying to come up with a solution here. And, of course, we got the Heaven's Harvest Heirloom Vegetable Seed Kit and Heaven's Harvest Heirloom Max Seed Kit for those of you who want to really take advantage and build yourself a wonderful garden. Now, some of you may want to go out and get yourself some raised bed garden soil. I mean, I'm not plugging them, but I go to Tractor Supply to get mine because they got it in the 40-pound bags, and I help it along. I get the earthworms. I put the red worms in there because they help, you know, secrete enough stuff. If you got chickens, the chicken manure works too. It speeds up the process. It's really hot, so you got to be careful. And speaking of chicken manure, chicken poop, yep, Orpington chicken. It's a backyard pet with benefits. I like that. Don't you like pets with benefits? Yeah. Think about them as the golden retriever of chickens. Think Orpingtons because of their gentle nature. They make an urban, excellent urban meat bird with good laying potential. They lay nice golden brown eggs. They're lovable, loyal, lush chickens, believe it or not. They're kid-friendly pets. My kids, when we raised Buff Orpingtons, they absolutely loved them. And the chickens, they're named after the town of Kent, England, where they were initially bred way back in 1886. William Cook crossed Minorca roosters with Black Plymouth Rock hens and got the Orpingtons. Yeah, over time. So Orpingtons, you want a brown egg layer, they're good. And if you want to raise them for meat, at least you know what you're putting in them, right? We've got some tips also, since we're all about solutions here, on homeschooling for beginners. The five first steps you need to take. The question is, have you resolved to remove your kids from public school yet? Get them out of that system. There is a book, Get Out Now, Why You Should Pull Your Child from Public School Before It's Too Late. It's put out way back in 2019 in Regnery Press by Mary Rice Hassan and Teresa Farnan. This wake-up call to parents. If you want to homeschool, five steps. Here they are. Meet the legal requirements. How are you going to teach your kids? You got to get to the more basic logistical problem of abiding by local laws. So you got to do that. Homeschool Legal Defense Association will provide you with information for that. Pick an educational approach. Whatever the legal landscape is of your locale, there is something there for you. Find your friends. Reach out to people. One of the things that you do with like these low power FM stations is make it a starting point for locating people who want to put their kids in homeschool. Boy, that works. Choose a curriculum. There's a bunch of them out there. They help you. The Seton Home Study School, Mother Divine Grace School, Mater Amabilis, they're all there. And then, of course, you got to begin. You got to do it. You start it, you're a winner. We're going to try to get Scott Schar on the phone after the break here at the bottom of the hour, get an update on his case with what they did to his daughter, Grace, after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Three minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here in our final segment of the Power Hour this morning. Dave Krieger with you. Scott Shara joins us on the phone. We've had him on the phone before. And, of course, this is a very sad story for those of you who have been keeping a pulse on what's been happening in Scott's case. Scott's daughter was, in my book, she was murdered by hospital officials at St. Elizabeth's up in Wisconsin. You can label it anything you want to. But Scott Shara decided to do something about it and filed a lawsuit against this hospital, the administrators, and the whole organization that runs it. Scott Shara, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thanks for having me back, Dave. I appreciate it very much.
Now, before we were going on, I paused you during conversation to ask you to save the story that you were going to tell us, because I think it's for everybody's benefit that we hear from you directly. Because you kind of set the stage for what we're going to be talking about in this segment. So go ahead with your story.
Well, Grace's case has gotten so much traction. People are reaching out to me almost continuously. And I received this email from a lady last night at 11 o'clock. And this is a tough one. She sent pictures. Her husband was murdered July 21st of 2022 in a hospital in Texas. But that was before he started in Wisconsin. He was in 9 hospitals total. They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They tortured him for a year. It's hard to even grasp the pictures, Dave. You know, they turned my stomach. You know, Grace's case is one of 1.2 million. And, you know, this is one of the many, 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 many cases that I've seen that are significantly worse than Grace's. You know, praise God, he opened up the door for us to file this lawsuit to represent her and all these people. But, you know, this is terrible. And, you know, she points out that her husband was strong as an ox. This is the year he was supposed to retire. He had the best insurance in the country, and they milked it for millions, which that, you know, that's part of the goal, is the, you know, profits over people and these government incentivized protocols that are still continuing today are literally murdering people. And yet the mainstream media is not releasing what you and I both know. So we can't help enough people.
And here I thought, Scott, that the CARES program was going to end at the end of last year. Apparently, see, these doctors who take this Hippocratic oath, this is not what's playing out in hospitals around the country, because obviously we still have these groups that, you know, talk about hospital homicides and things that we're talking about here, and the like the email you got and the fact that they're milking them for insurance. And now we've, you know, of course, over the over time, we have discovered that the government was paying the hospitals to take people out. And it wasn't on a date either. They had a date with death, and the doctors would tell them, you're going to die in the hospital. That's the stories I've heard. And people who have actually risen up and said, no, we're taking him out of here. And then, of course, they threaten him and say, well, if he dies, it's on you. I mean, this is literally a scare tactic they use to keep that person in the hospital so they can succeed in their mission. Is that what you're basically finding?
That is spot on with what I'm finding. And if we just peel it back just a little bit, you know, so the Hippocratic Oath, let's just talk about that for a moment. You know, we've been programmed to believe doctors are taking the Hippocratic Oath. Well, a doctor emailed me last May after he heard me on a podcast, and he said, Scott, we haven't taken the Hippocratic Oath in 30 years. You know, it is it's a programming that we believe. And then they have taken, you know, furthermore, they took the Hippocratic Oath and boiled it down to just a few words, do no harm. So we're programmed to believe doctors are taking the Hippocratic Oath and that it means do no harm. Well, if you read the Hippocratic Oath, you will see that it is an oath to satanic gods. So even if they did take the oath, it isn't to the God of the universe. And that's why we've gotten into this mess that we are in. We have replaced the God of the universe with man, and man has completely run amok in this satanic agenda. You know, when you talked about how the hospitals are lying, they're coercing, using fear tactics, all of that is 100% true. Some of them have sold their souls directly. Some of them are simply minions that are so used to following orders. They've been programmed in their medical schools to follow orders, and they're programmed to do that. And so they just are blindly following protocols incentivized to literally kill and reduce the population. This is so big, Dave. I wish I could just get one chance to tell the entire country what is happening.
I wish you could, Scott, but you know, the sad state of affairs is the mainstream media won't let you do that. They won't let you on CBS, NBC, Fox News. I mean, they won't let you do it because they don't want that narrative getting out. They need people to capitulate. They need people to succumb to the government's whims. They need to find out who's compliant and then isolate those who are and literally take them out. Because that's one less voter, that's one less elderly person we have to pay Social Security for, and we continue to depopulate the United States of America's rest of the world. So, you know, the bigger agenda here is that they've actually found people and threatened these doctors and nurses, of course, with the loss of their license that they racked up all the student loans with. They threatened them, and you either follow the narrative or we're going to see to it that your career ceases, because, I mean, look what they're doing to the doctors that are rising up now, including frontline doctors. But I've got another problem, and these wellness group and all these other people are putting together, because it's all been about Big Pharma and how much money everybody can make with it, including Fauci. But you turn around and all of a sudden now the frontline doctors have come out with a wellness kit. And what is it? Big Pharma in a bag for people that are going to get afflicted with disease X. And then they're going to put their same faith when they get inflicted with whatever it is that they're getting infected with. They're going to put their same faith in the doctors that told them to get the jabs in the first place. I mean, this is Dave, there's a real problem with this, Scott.
You are the first host I have heard say that. I did a podcast on that exact topic a little over a month ago, and I was calling the parallel medical system a false prophet, because it is exactly the same thing. It's just a lighter version. And it is strange how we are so lazy as human beings that we let our fear dictate our actions, and then we go to safety and security every time, which is what the angel of light, false prophet, promises. It's Satan's playbook over and over and over. And I'm really impressed, Dave, that you nailed that topic. It is right on. We cannot get our solution out of a medical bag. The only one that we should be turning to is God. Now, I'm not against all meds. That's not the point. The med isn't what is bad. It's the reason behind it. God judges the heart, not the what, not what we do. He judges the heart. And when the heart is corrupted, it always goes to man. Anything but God goes to man for the solution. And you're right. This wellness in a bag thing is, it's another false prophet.
Well, and see, the thing is when they start coming out with, and the thing is the wellness bag, it contains ivermectin. Huh. And see, the thing is that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all of those generic type of drugs out there that people could rely on, which I still do, can be obtained without a doctor's prescription, which I have. And I don't care what the medical industry says or thinks about it, because it's not up to them. It's up to us as individuals to seek out the truth, find out what's going on, and then do something about it and understand where these diseases come from, where the jabs come from, the fact they're all manufactured, the fact this disease X everybody is talking about. And now you see the frontline doctor community out there, which God bless them. I mean, they're trying to shed light on the same stuff you're doing, but then they turn around and say, well, but now if you get affected by disease X, here's some drugs that will help you, and everybody needs to buy one of these things. And all of a sudden, okay, folks, come on. Now we've gone commercial. Now, if you call and you pay me for a consultation, I will, prescribe drugs to you to take. And I know what all these folks are doing, and they were trying to help. And then all of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. We could make money putting together a drug package. And then when you find out what's going on, it looks like they're all synthetic drugs. And a lot of them are coming out of Big Pharma. I mean, they're making money on both ends of this thing. And I'm like, okay, come on, folks. Really? Are you not awake enough to see what's going on here? I mean, you literally could go outside the country, order meds, get your, I mean, there are so many different sources, like Carolyn Blakeman. We're trying to get her on the show. So many different sources of places that you can get this stuff without a prescription. You just got to, I mean, it's part of the underground. I mean, this is what we have to do. And see, Scott, you're working above ground. You've got this thing. There's a new website out, graceshara.com. You actually managed to get a website up with your daughter's name on it. What's on this website if people go there?
I do want to comment about one thing you just said, because this is brand new. On Saturday, I met with a doctor friend of ours, and she told me that she's been studying the MSDS sheets of the ivermectin horse paste, and they changed the MSDS sheet. I don't have it yet, but they've changed the MSDS sheet. So just wrap your head around that, because the people taking ivermectin are awake, right? And so who is the target population? Those who are awake. Well, corrupting the ivermectin supply makes total sense to me when I heard that on Saturday.
Oh, anyway. Well, no, I mean, that's the thing, Scott. That's one of the reasons why I go outside the country, because if they're going to corrupt ivermectin, they're going to do it here. And you really have to know who your compounding pharmacy is. You have to put trust in that. And it's sad, because that's one of the reasons why I don't look in the United States of America to buy, you know, stuff like this, because I'm afraid that, you know, the people that are outside the country have more value to human life than the people inside the country based on everything you're involved in. I mean, exactly, it's obvious. Right. It's obvious what's going on here. And these hospitals, I mean, you can't help but look at these people in white coats and have contempt for them. And then you see people like on frontline doctors get out there and start preaching about, well, we can fight these things. And they expose what's going on, and they talk about snake venom and the vaccines and all this other stuff. And then, of course, run to the very doctors in the white coats that, you know, scientists created this junk. But all of a sudden, now that they've got that out, and now it's, we're finding out about gain of function research. We're finding out that Fauci lied about the 6-foot rule and about wearing masks. And now we're finding out the masks have graphene oxide in them as much as the genetic jabs are going to give everybody. Now the WHO wants everybody to sign on to this disease X garbage so that they can come out with another jab and take those who are stupid enough to believe it and capitulate to taking a jab that they have no idea what's in it. But hey, well, the government says it's good. Yeah. You see, this is what you get when you trust in government, right? I mean, the hospital is an extension of it. The government is paying the hospitals to murder kids. And that's what they did to Grace. We know that's what they did based on the cocktail she got. So I want to talk about your suit. You ended up suing the people that did this. Where are we at on this now?
So just to give you a brief timeline, we filed the lawsuit on April 11th. And the hospital, the 5 doctors and 2 nurses who we filed against had to respond by May 15th. They did. There were 2 motions to dismiss in their response. Those motions were heard July 14th. The judge dismissed both of those motions and scheduled the jury trial during that hearing. So the jury trial is set. A 3-week jury trial starts the day before the presidential election, November 4th, 2024.
Oh, my.
So that's the timeline of that, I think, was orchestrated by God also. Well, at that hearing, we learned something very interesting, which is no surprise, is that the Antichrist legal system has taken what they did with Grace. So they did a med combination, Precedex, lorazepam, and morphine, which euthanized Grace. That's what you do in somebody's last hour of hospice care, and put an illegal do not resuscitate order on Grace. Well, through the illegal idea of legal precedent, those type of cases are now medical malpractice cases. Medical malpractice, just think about what just the term says it all. It means it's negligent. It was an accident. Well, this was not an accident. So the judge gave us a specific directive to file an amended complaint, which we did on July 28th, to call out the battery claim. Because, you know, the lack of informed consent, Dave, you know, you're a legal expert. Lack of informed consent is a battery. But through the sleight of hands of legal precedent, they put lack of informed consent underneath medical malpractice. So we called out medical battery as a separate claim. That generated, of course, 2 more motions to dismiss. The judge heard those both on October 30th. And he didn't allow either of those motions to proceed. And so we have the entire case going to trial, including the first medical battery claim in over 60 years. This is so huge, because what a medical battery claim does is it changes the statute of limitations, for one. So there will be more people who have an opportunity to file. Number 2 is the damage limitations that are in state statute for medical malpractice claims no longer apply. So we have the ability to have an unlimited claim for damages that will be decided by a jury. So this case is huge. What's strange, Dave, we talked about the idea of mainstream media earlier. So the hearings have been public. You know, so I've been in the courtroom. The courtroom has been packed for both hearings, but the media can be online. So we've sent out media releases, and at both the hearings, Fox News and one of the other CBS or ABC was on, and yet neither did any follow-up. This is the biggest trial in the country. Neither reported on those hearings. It's hard for me to grasp, Dave.
Yeah, it's not for me. I understand exactly why they're not doing it. You know, being a card-carrying journalist that wants to get to the bottom of things and get the truth out there. The GraceShara.com website, that's Grace, like, you know, our amazing Grace.net, and Shara, S-C-H-A-R-A.com. This website, are you posting copies of all the legal filings in this lawsuit online?
We are. Not all of them, because they're too voluminous. There's over 100 now, but the ones that are important. So, for example, our brief in opposition that we wrote for the October 30th hearing is posted. The reason we posted that is because attorneys should already be using that that specific language. And I just want to read something so people, if you are a plaintiff or a plaintiff's attorney, this type of language should be copied into your briefs already. And so one of the things that our attorneys did was call out what the legal standard is. So a judge is responsible to follow the rule of law. So in our brief in opposition, they wrote, in analyzing motions, the court should accept all allegations in plaintiff's amended complaint as true. The complaint is only insufficient if it appears to be a certainty that no relief can be granted under any set of facts which plaintiff could prove. So, you know, the judge moved our entire case forward. That doesn't mean he's in favor of our case. What it means is he's in favor of the rule of law, because we should have an opportunity to prove our case in front of a jury. So that's what, so we, our legal team wrote that as part of the introduction. Well, then they were very specific about what a battery is, because we have to be very clear in the language that's submitted to the court. So they wrote just this couple of sentences, and it nails it. And I'm quoting here, Dave. Imagine a physician who fails to fully inform a patient about the risks of a leg amputation, but the patient does agree to have his leg amputated. This violates the duty to obtain informed consent under state statute. Now imagine a physician who amputates a patient's leg without obtaining consent or telling the patient or the patient's family what he is doing. And in this case, removing the patient's power of attorney and parent from the hospital first. That is a battery. So we're defining the term right there. And, you know, what this is the norm in a hospital setting. It's not lack of informed consent, because lack of informed consent means they've told you a partial truth, but not the whole truth. A battery means they just go ahead like a bull in a china closet and they just do their own thing. And that's what happened. That's not just what happened with Grace's case, but that happened in 1.2 million cases during the 39-month COVID era. And in fact, it's been happening for decades way before COVID. That's what my research has exposed.
Wow.
So this document is on the website. We want people to go there, copy the language. That's why we put it out there.
Well, the thing is, too, is that, you know, there was something else that was odd about this, and that Grace was doing so well, but the doctor basically put her on a DNR. That I know was part of the case, too, because of the fact that this doctor issued a do not resuscitate order, and it was done without your consent.
That's probably the biggest element of the case, in my opinion. I mean, we have a number of elements, but the illegal DNR, we have a separate claim for declaratory judgment. What is really strange, Dave, is the Department of Safety and Professional Services, which is the regulatory agency in Wisconsin that regulates the doctor's license, they have gone on record and said that a doctor in a hospital setting can put a unilateral DNR on a patient without their permission. I mean, that's insanity. So that's why we are, you know, we've got to win that point in the case, because we're protecting all the citizens of Wisconsin. But believe me, folks, this has nothing to do with Wisconsin. This is a national agenda.
That's scary. If a doctor can do this, folks, if you don't understand, and this is the sad thing, you go out and you take directives from the government and the CDC, which are supposed to be highly regarded medical professionals, and they're telling you to take a jab. They're telling you to get a shot. They're telling you to do something. They gave Grace Shara three different shots. You know, they gave her cocktails, drug cocktails that eventually put her to sleep forever. And they did it without parental consent. And to me, you inject something like that into somebody that's doctor ordered, That is a drug cocktail. That's more than just assault. It's medical murder. And then to say, well, but we put her on a DNR. I mean, the thing is that the legislature needs to change this, and damn well right, your court needs to recognize this. And I'm glad you put that in the form of declaratory relief, because it's not, it doesn't represent a finality in the case, which I understand that's what DEC relief is for. It's not the conclusion, but it leads up to the conclusion by the fact the court would basically say the doctor was wrong in prescribing or putting forward a do not resuscitate order on somebody who was literally healthy, that deserved to walk out of there alive.
Well, that's spot on. You know, the legislature I hear the music.
Yep, that's right. And you know what? GraceShara.com, folks. OurAmazingGrace.net. There's a newsletter on OurAmazingGrace.substack.com as well. If you want the updates regarding the death and where the lawsuit is going on, and get the backstory on it, because we never, ever have enough time to talk about it, you know where to go. We just gave you the information. Your loved one may be in the hospital, and this same thing may happen to them. We can't trust modern medicine anymore, folks. We got to take it upon ourselves to do the right thing. Scott Shara, thanks so much for coming on the show and giving us an update on what's going on. God bless you, and God bless the work you're doing.
Thank you, Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for today's show. Obviously, hope we said something and did something today that mattered to you. You have to do something that matters now. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Do something that matters. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermill.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermill.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermill.com. That's thepowermill.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermill.com. That's thepowermill.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermill.com. That's thepowermill.com.